This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The search for victims in the rubble of a partially collapsed Miami-area condo towers continues Friday, but with an eye on a hurricane headed towards Florida and greater caution a day after efforts were briefly suspended over safety concerns. The confirmed death toll stands at 18, with 145 other people still missing and feared buried, with the search in its ninth day Friday. Authorities had halted the rescue and recovery effort Thursday over fear a section of the high-rise tower still standing might topple onto search crews in the debris field. Authorities are eager to make as much progress as possible before the expected arrival of a storm named Elsa, which strengthened into the first hurricane of the 2021 season on Friday as it threatened the Caribbean. The storm could hit South Florida by early Tuesday, according to the National Hurricane Center in Miami, and heavy rains and strong winds could arrive earlier. United States officials said Friday the U.S. military has left Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan after nearly 20 years. The facility was the center of the war to oust the Taliban and hunt down al-Qaeda perpetrators of the 9/11 terrorist attacks on America. Two officials say the airfield was entirely handed over to Afghan forces. One of the officials also said the U.S. top commander in Afghanistan, General Austin S. Miller, quote, still retains all the capabilities and authorities to protect the forces. Protesters toppled statues of Queen Victoria and Queen Elizabeth II in the Canadian city of Winnipeg as anger grows over the discovery of remains of hundreds of children in unmarked graves at former Indigenous schools. The action took place on Canada Day on Thursday, when traditionally celebrations take place across the country, but many cities scrapped events this year. This is VOA News. Nearly half of Portugal's population will be placed under nighttime curfews again from Friday as the government seeks to rein in the resurgence in coronavirus infections, primarily due to the more contagious Delta variant. Nearly 4 million people living in 45 cities, including Lisbon, as well as some northern cities, will not be allowed to leave their homes between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. under new rules. The move marks a reversal from the gradual reopening Portugal had embarked on in mid-March after suffering a severe wave of infections at the beginning of the year. The World Health Organization said Friday that COVID-19 tests should be carried out in schools even when no cases have been detected to avoid the harmful effects of remote learning. Screenings in schools had previously only been recommended if a cluster of coronavirus cases has been identified, but the WHO now believes PCR or rapid antigen tests should be given in the absence of symptoms among students and staff. The WHO's regional director for Europe says, quote, the summer months offer a valuable window of opportunity for governments to put in place the right set of measures that will help keep infection rates down and avoid resorting to school closures. He added that they've seen harmful effect on education, social, and mental well-being of children and youth when schools are closed. For the UN agencies, closing schools should be considered only as a measure of last resort when there is an explosion of cases that cannot be controlled by other measures. China on Friday rejected U.S. accusations it's failing to stop human trafficking and said Washington has no right to criticize due to its history of racial discrimination. Beijing was among 17 governments that were warned Thursday of potential U.S. sanctions over human trafficking, adding to tension with Washington. Others include Malaysia, Russia, and Nicaragua. China's foreign ministry spokesman says they firmly oppose the U.S., quote, unfounded accusations against China based on lies and rumors. The U.S. State Department ranked China among Tier 3 governments that it said failed to meet minimal standards to stop trafficking. It cited estimates that as many as 25 million people, many of them women and children, are victims worldwide. But China's foreign minister says, quote, the United States is in no position to wield the stick of human rights. He cited American mistreatment of blacks and American Indians, and what he said were reports that few people trafficked to the United States for forced labor have been rescued. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.